Welcome. Our theme this week is surrender. Let's first talk about the non-surrendered version of you. It's how we are much of the day, getting from one place to the next, juggling several things on your mind, clicking on emails, blogs, posts, burning a lot of energy, not really living, just churning. Now let's talk about the surrendered version of you. When you're entranced with something beautiful like a sunset or a bike ride, when you're in a loving moment with a child or grandchild, when you're eating something super delicious, even though you are surrendered to the scene or the love or the taste, you're building energy, sharing energy, totally living. We want more of that surrendered state when we are taken over by the best parts of life. Surrender is really difficult when you're stuck in the little things. I shared a blog this morning. Some of you may have read it. I wanted to make that part of today's meditation. Right now, we have all these mosquitoes in our backyard. I mean, it's crazy. I'm not sure if you can get an exterminator for mosquitoes. It's an infestation, blood-sucking mosquitoes. One of them even followed me into my car this morning. And that's like the little things in life. They follow you into your mind, whispering in your ear. Psst, Natasha, did you get back to that girl about meeting her for lunch? Hey, Blake, that real estate client you were introduced to, I think you should email them before you meditate. Psst, Alan, where are your car keys? I think you might have left them in the car. Mosquitoes. Buzzing around in your mind, nibbling on your joy, sapping your power, crushing your flow. How do you come fully through this doorway and shut the door on the mosquitoes so that you can stand free and clear, totally surrendered to the bigger things? Jim Rohn said, "Learn how to separate the majors and the minors." A lot of people don't do well simply because they major in minor things. Or as the poet David White said, what keeps us sane in all of our relationships is the horizon to which we have dedicated ourselves. To set your eyes at least once a day on the big and beautiful picture. Just as an example, my brother is this incredibly talented artist and designer. As it goes with creatives, it's a roller coaster. You know, he'll call me and be like, oh my God, I transplanted this greenhouse in my backyard surrounded with all these rare cacti. I don't know what he's talking about half the time, but it's always glorious and amazing. And then 2 hours later, I'll call him and he'll be like, oh, I'm so stressed. I can't talk right now. My office is blowing up. And then he pretends like he's driving through a tunnel and he has no signal and he hangs up on me. It's an example of an infestation of minor things sucking the joy out of the major things. Happens to everyone. There has to be a time in our lives where we stand free and clear of the minor things. Question for you. What is the minor thing buzzing around you today? Something with your schedule, your clients, your kids? Can you shut the door on that? Again, this has to be a time where you are free and clear of the minor things. If you don't do it in meditation, it's probably not going to happen. And you can see when you meet someone who's free and clear. Just as you can see when you meet someone who's getting sucked dry by the mosquitoes. Another question. What is the major thing that's bringing you inspiration and energy? A dream, a project, a relationship? Can you fully bask in that energy, head to toe, heart and soul? Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. Shut the door on the mosquitoes and walk fully into the energy of surrender. here I am. Here I am. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Here I am. Here I am. If some part of you tiptoed away, here I am. Thank you. Here I am. Coming back to the moment. Surrender is really difficult when we're stuck in the little things. The mosquitoes buzzing around in your mind, nibbling on your joy, sapping your power, crushing your flow. There has to be a time where you get free and clear of the little things. And if you don't do it in meditation, it's probably not gonna happen. You can see when you meet someone who's free and clear, and you can see when you meet someone who's getting sucked dry by the mosquitoes. Just for today, try it. Shut the door on the mosquitoes. Walk entirely into this moment. Here I am. Peace.